Well, it's not like, you know, your company car versus the fleet of cars that, you know, the county has, especially for, you know, that line of work, where the gas tanks are getting filled almost at every shift. Those little devices or mechanisms get hit every time. You think the probability of failure would happen more. I mean, you probably put gas in every 3 or 4 days versus them every shift 3 times a day. Yeah, I could see a mechanical failure there, so they decide, you know, they bring everybody in. But, again, like I say, yours isn't broke, so why go ahead and fix it? It's just the theory, I guess, behind their way of thinking of, well, they're either all not working or we're going to take them all out or replace them with new units or whatever. So, yeah. I don't understand the full story, but I can see the problem. It reminds me of the days of those having to go in and get your exhaust, those exhaust sensor things from the 70s, late 70s or something like that. You had to get that to get your license plate tabs.